Pulitzer Prize-winning author Junot Diaz visited USC last month to read an excerpt from his collection of short stories, This Is How You Lose Her. One of the topics Diaz explores in his critically acclaimed book is the idea of male privilege, or machismo. Karina Cabreja spoke with Diaz about machismo and why the theme resonates throughout his work.
For author Junot Diaz, the idea that society is advancing in all aspects of life is just a tall tale people tell themselves, a story that excuses people from the reality of male privilege.
Women live worse across the world than they ever have. What metric do you want? Like starvation, deaths of children, immiseration, access to jobs, to healthcare. You know, so I don't know.
Tall and thin, with a commanding voice, the Dominican author Junot Diaz immigrated to the U.S. when he was 6. He advocates for immigrant communities and women's rights.
I don't think men can transcend their masculine privilege. I don't think that happens. I think the only thing that men can do is they can manage it. No man in the world stops being a vector for this most horrific of all dominant ideologies. These things are infections of the mind that we've not found a way to cure them because they cannot be cured at an individual level.
And ultimately, Diaz says that men can't individually fix the privilege or machismo issue. He thumps the table as he speaks.
And again, this constant turn towards the individual masks how these things function. Everybody's belief that you can just be like, oh, I can abjure this just by an act of will is the reason this shit is so powerful. It's the reason this shit continues. It's the reason this shit continues to grip us all. Because this shit is an individual.
But while a single man may not see his own advantages, Diaz says if society comes together as a whole, then this mindset can be expelled.
The only way this thing that is called patriarchy that can be cured in me is collectively. We have to collectively dispel this horror. And then I could say, hey, you know what? I might be over it. Do you think there's been a shift? Shit, from what I've seen, it's gotten worse.
Diaz is not one to beat around the bush, but it's his candor and wit that make his stories both authentic and compelling. Karina Cabreja, Annenberg Radio News.